Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are three more heroes today. After that mine collapse out in Utah a couple of weeks ago, they've been digging and digging, and then we heard just a couple of days ago that another collapse claimed the lives of three more rescue workers digging in to try to save those men. I heard about that, and I got to asking myself, would I do something like that? If I was a miner, would I go into a place like that, knowing that it could collapse because of these earth tremors that have been going on there? Would I take that risk, knowing about my family, my loved ones, and my future? I got to wondering why people take risks with their own lives to save other people's lives. What makes these people in need more valuable than keeping your own life safe? Perhaps such people trust that what they do is so important that they can take the risk. We've heard of these kind of heroes in history, haven't we? From all the different wars that have been fought, people answer the call of service, the duty of their country in time of war. Others who risk their lives to save drowning children or go into burning houses and carry people out. All kinds of things like that. When we hear these stories, at least in me, it inspires me to value human life and to do something in my own life to make the world better and to help people who are in need. We remember that from 6 years ago, don't we? I'm talking about September 11th. Remember those firefighters and police who went into that building knowing the risks that they were taking right before it collapsed, but they did it. Why did they do it? What was in their mind at that time? I think it was their faith. Not necessarily Christian faith, but simply they believed in something. And their faith, and whatever that was, told them that it was their mission that day. They listened to their faith, they believed it, and it moved them to action. We should always remember their faith and their courage that went along with it. We talk a lot here in church about faith, don't we? Preachers tell us that we're saved by faith, that we need to have faith, that we should live by our faith. But what really is that faith? Theologians say that there's two kinds of faith: the faith you believe in and the faith that believes. The faith you believe in, I think by that they mean that it's the doctrine that we learn from the Bible, the articles that we confess and believe. Things like Jesus is God, that he offered himself up for the sins of the world. We want to believe the right faith in things like this so that we're not believing something that's false or not true. So that's the faith that we believe. But the other kind of faith, and that's what I want to talk about this morning, is the faith that believes. And that simply is stated in the word, I think, trust. We all know what the word trust is. That's when your heart or whatever it is inside you moves to a position because you think it's right and you can depend on it. Like you trust that your car is going to start and get you to church this morning, something like that. Well, faith, simply stated, is trust. Whatever you trust in to help you, whatever you trust in to save you, to give you an identity and a purpose, that is your faith. Now, you can trust, you can have faith in lots of things, just about anything. You can trust in God. You can trust in other people. You can trust in having lots of money. You can trust in not having to do a whole lot in life. A lot of work, but just take it easy. You can trust in anything you want to. But things aren't always worthy of all of our trust, are they? You know, we're still reeling from how we used to put trust in those bridges we drive over. And yet then up in Minnesota, something like that happens. We start to re-examine that, don't we? The Christian faith is believing in something, believing that Jesus Christ is who he is said to be, and that he will do what he promised to do. And then, not only to think about that and trust in that, but to expect it to happen. This is the faith that believes. This is what's going on inside us when we say, I believe in Jesus Christ. And just like there are people who are courageous enough to save others from disaster, there are people who have courageous faith that trusts in Jesus Christ and follows him no matter what. That's what we talk about as today as being courageous faith. Now, I read this long reading from Hebrews today, the epistle reading, and it mentions a few of these people with courageous faith. We heard about Abraham, how when tested, he was courageous enough to offer up his son to God because he trusted God, even though he loved his son very much. By faith, his son Isaac blessed his sons, his twin sons, Esau and Jacob, even though he could see that they were constantly fighting and though they deceived him and they hated each other. It must have been that faith told him that one day these sons would be family once again, because God had promised that his father, Abraham, would be the father of not just one nation from one of them, but the father of many nations. Joseph trusted God enough to forgive his brothers when they sold him as a slave. You know, that's like wishing him good as dead. Joseph believed God's plan enough to ask that when he died, his bones would be preserved. And then one day, hundreds of years in the future, when the people went to the promised land, as God had said, that his bones would be taken there and he would be buried. I think that's courageous faith, to trust in something like that. When it came true, Moses' mother had the kind of courageous faith to go against the law of Pharaoh of Egypt. She did that because she knew it was wrong to kill any child. And so she placed her son Moses in a basket and sent him off down the Nile, not knowing what would happen to him, but trusting that God would rescue that child somehow. And then a little later, the people of God trusted as they crossed the Red Sea. Now, I don't know if you and I could have this kind of courage today. You know, walking through what's part of the ocean and seeing it pile up on both sides of you and say, okay, we got to walk across this for miles and miles, and that's not going to crash down on you. I don't know if we could do that. But God's people did that in the Old Testament. And they did it because they had this gift of faith. And true faith takes courage. These people of old were what I call heroes of faith. But then I wonder, well, they had heroes of faith then. Where are the heroes of faith today? I see Jesus asking this question in his preaching. The people who said that they were following God's ways were acting worse than the people who didn't know anything about it at all. These people would put on a big show, and they would show off how they were obeying God's laws. But in their hearts, they didn't trust God. If they did, they would have recognized who Jesus was, God's own son. So the people asked Jesus for help. These are the people who have faith, because they've got the faith he's looking for. They come to him for something, not to show off to him, looking for congratulations. They come to him because they need something. They came to him for healing, for their sickness, for that of their loved ones. They came to him for forgiveness. They came to him to raise their loved ones from the dead. They believed that he alone had the power to help them. No one else could. We call that faith, believing that God has the power to help you through Jesus Christ. And Jesus did help them. Jesus tells us that having faith in him is going to take courage, and trusting in him in the way that he wants us to, is going to cause us some problems here in this world, in our day-to-day life. That gets us to our text today. At Luke 12, verse 49, he puts it this way, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish the fire was already started." He said, "Do you think I have come to bring peace to earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." I have to scratch my head at that. I always thought Jesus came to bring peace on earth. Isn't that what the angels proclaimed to the shepherds when Jesus was born? You know, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We sing it every Christmas. But could it be that Jesus does come to bring peace on earth? Peace with God, and therefore peace among people, as he came to teach us to love each other the way that God loves us. He came to be that love in action that took our place on the cross, that suffered the punishment that we deserve, that turned God's anger away from us and took all of that right to himself so we could not have to bear it. Then rose from the dead, gave his disciples the mission to preach this peace throughout the world through the forgiving of sins. Yes, it is that mission that we carry on in the church today, proclaiming the forgiveness of sins between God and people, and therefore the forgiveness between people to people. Faith like this takes courage. Faith is risky because it holds on to Jesus at all costs. Courageous faith doesn't disappear, you know, when acquaintances start to question Christianity. It doesn't disappear when people around us start to gossip about someone who's not there. Courageous faith doesn't nod its head in partial agreement to situations like this, but it defends what is good and what is right. Courageous faith doesn't compromise doing what is right in order to be safe and comfortable, but instead, it rushes in to help someone who's in need, no matter if they're considered to be worthy of that help or not. It loves others just as it's been loved by God. Because that's what faith does. Courageous faith sees the Ten Commandments as blessings. It really is a blessing to be here in God's house and to worship together, isn't it? Isn't that why you came today? I hope so, because it's a blessing and you want it to be blessed. It's a blessing to protect another person's life and property and to honor the authority that God has placed over you. Courageous faith doesn't fall captive to the idea that owning things can really make you happy. It recognizes that, yes, we do own things. We have to own things in order to be able to use them. But that in itself can't bring us peace in our hearts and love in our lives. Courageous faith looks for opportunities to serve God with the things that he has given us. Where do you get the courage to have faith like this? Well, it doesn't come from inside yourself. You look outside yourself. You look to Jesus. You look to Jesus who gave everything that he had so that you would be acceptable to God. They didn't take his life on the cross, did they? He said it ahead of time. He said, "No one takes my life. I give it up of my own free will." He offered it up freely because he loved you more than he loved anything else. The Heavenly Father did the same when he sent Jesus into the world on this mission. And this is a source of courageous faith. The Holy Spirit brings us the same faith when we hear that truth, we believe it in our hearts, and when we put it into practice in our lives. Now, I get to tell you today that courageous Christians are not just a thing of the past in the Old Testament, but I've seen some this week. I met some. One lady I saw was in her home. In fact, she can't leave her home. She can't drive her car right now. She can't come to church. But what I noticed about her, she wasn't angry with God that this happened. Instead, she was so glad to hear again the message of the truth of her forgiveness in Jesus' name and to receive his body and blood. And I thought, that's courageous faith. Another woman was having surgery. Now, she had the assurance that the doctors knew what they were doing and everything was going to be fine, and she'd wake up after the surgery. But you and I all know that medical mistakes can and do happen. So her trust was not in her doctors or in her medicine, but her trust was in the promise of her Savior, who said, I will be with you always, even to the end. And so she said she would either wake up in the world here or wake up in the kingdom of heaven. But either way, God's will would be fine with her. That's courageous faith, isn't it? It's around us. These are some of today's heroes of faith. But friends, you are too. You are a hero of faith when you trust in your Lord to help you and to guide you. Because that's what Christians do. They have a faith that is believed, the truth about God as we receive it in the Holy Scriptures, about ourselves and about the way of salvation in Jesus Christ. The truth, that's the faith we believe. But we also have the faith that believes, that thing the Holy Spirit has worked in us to trust God. So have courage. Have faith. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts to life everlasting. Amen.